Wednesday, July 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. Thanks to farmers responding to the corn market, there is now less of a supply reason to be bearish. The 3.2 million acre reduction in corn planted acres took the potential for what could have been an unmitigated supply disaster and trimmed it to something that is still not quite bullish, but should be more manageable. USDA had forecast a 3.323 billion bushel 2020-21 carryover in June, and that was frankly understated. The average trade guess is now for 2.683 billion in the July report. That may be understated too, but 3 billion is less than 4. That's still a lot of corn, but farmers in the market will now have a fighting chance. I think that harvest sales should be avoided with more of 2020 production stored into 2021. To do that, a farmer needs empty bins, and the berry stocks report suggests that many still have corn in them. The clock has run down over when old crop sales should be accomplished. Cash basis is deteriorating as end users know the bins will be forced to be swept soon. Today was the last of our 90-degree-plus days for a while. The forecast calls for mid to low 80s with cool nights, which should be perfect for pollination. The weather is not perfect everywhere. It feels like summer, but it is not the drought of the century. That is not forecast to come until 2025. It is too dry in the eastern Corn Belt and too hot in the plains. Frankly, we have been lucky here that we live close to Minnesota, where consistent rains have fallen. Corn is cheap, but not cheap enough for anybody buying it to make any money using it. Ethanol margins have gone flat. Our corn exports have drugged because others have corn for sale that is cheaper in weaker currencies. Livestock producers have nothing but losses to show that the price of corn cannot fix. They have to moderate livestock production before equity is drained. I suppose the biggest unknown is China. They're not buying at a pace that will meet their phase one commitment, and we question when and how that will change. It is looking like each side is testing the other over when to blow it up. The Trump administration failed miserably with coronavirus pandemic management, so has to find someone to blame. He set the governors up as fall guys, and wouldn't you know it, but the ones who most closely followed his advice are the states in the most trouble today. New cases here top 60,000, while Beijing reported none. The virus came from China. We can certainly blame them for that. But the royally messed up U.S. response is all on the Trump administration. The plan is reportedly in the works to lay sanctions on China through executive orders to make them pay. At least it will put the focus elsewhere than on the inept management of the pandemic here. I do not think that Beijing will respond positively to more vinegar. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. There are currently 80 small refinery exemptions pending the approval of the EPA. 52 of the 80 RIN waiver requests are what are called gap year waivers, which are requests for extensions for previous waivers that had lapsed and would equate to another 2 billion gallons of lost ethanol demand if approved. Donald J. Trump has heard about it from ethanol-friendly congressmen, but EPA appears to be hoping to sit on these requests until after the election to approve them. That would suggest that only the election can change the outcome. On the hogs, China needs pork but is barring pork imports from foreign plants with COVID-19 while releasing another 20,000 metric tons of pork from their reserves. What China is doing doesn't make sense, so there is something to it that we do not know. Mexico is a mess with COVID-19, as I guess we are, hitting 60,000 new cases. Demand cannot be close to running on all cylinders. They can put hogs in one end of the supply chain, but they have to find someone to buy the pork out of the other. The integrated packer margin was calculated by Iowa State University Tuesday at 63 cents a head. That means that they are essentially donating their plants, operating them for nothing, in order to kill through the supply of hogs. If the integrated packer did not own hogs, they were making $64 a head. Integrated packers are operating at a loss in order to help rebalance supply. This is certainly an ugly condition for the pork industry to be in. I am actually glad to see integrated packers share the pain. Now they know what overproduction and hog losses feel like. There is a better day coming. Sometime in 2021, hog production will have moderated and COVID-19 will be in retreat from a vaccine or treatment. The demand supply chain will heal and the pork and hog values recover strong profitability. It may be as good as it is bad now. You just have to get between here and there. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.